Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Aidan Lavelle, who's CEO, and Jack Kelly, who's CFO at European Green Transition. How are you today, gents?
Very good, thank you.
Good, Zach.
Always good to interview a bright, shiny new company, and today you've got news as well in your latest RNS. First question to Aidan. You announced an option for a copper tailings recycling project in Cyprus back in April, and you've had results out today on this. Can you tell us more?
Sure, Zach. Yeah, we announced some very encouraging results from a copper tailings recycling project in Cyprus around the former Limni project in the western part of Cyprus, and we had a total of 64 samples that we took during the initial due diligence phase. Of those, 5 of those were from a sulfate crust on top of the old tailings, and they tell us that there's actually a good potential for copper recycling there. The samples graded between 0.4 and 0.9% copper in those samples, and that tells us essentially that the tailings are oxidized and they are leaching copper from the backfill pit. And so we see potential to do a low-cost recycling of the tailings by treating the water and extracting the copper from that. So we will continue with our due diligence to work on that concept. And in addition, we also had some very encouraging gold results. We took 9 rock samples from around the pit, and they came back with an average grade of 0.7 grams per tonne and maximum grades of up to 1.5 grams per tonne. So that was a pleasant surprise from those results as well.
Moving on along to Jack, it was mentioned that there is a potential for a solar energy project there. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, sure, Zach. And I guess, look, this is why we're very excited by this project, because it ticks a lot of the boxes for the types of assets we're looking for in EGT. So it's quite a capital efficient project. It's low cost, and I think the water treatment that Aidan has referred to is going to be relatively low cost. It's also the project, we can get to near term revenue pretty quickly, we feel, and this is a key attraction and a key focus of the assets we're looking to bring in. And then, you know, there's multiple shots on goal here, so we see multiple revenue streams. So as Aidan mentioned, the low cost water treatment, there's additional gold upside, which we were happy to announce today, and then there's the option for a solar project on site. So it's a large flat piece of land, topography is good for it, and there's a power substation adjacent to the site. So Cyprus is really crying out for these types of solar projects. Currently about 80% of its energy mix is fossil fuels, so being able to bring together a solar project like this potentially in at Limni in Cyprus is really, really attractive to help them move towards the shift to renewable energy.
Well, they do have plenty of sun over there as opposed to over here, so it is a logical thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. No, it makes a lot of sense. I think they've the highest solar irradiance in Europe, and additionally, they're currently the EU is really, I suppose, onto them about their current energy mix and the reliance on fossil fuels. So we think there's going to be huge demand within Cyprus of developing these projects, and hopefully we've positioned ourselves very well to develop this.
Aidan, moving from Cyprus to a rather cooler climate, you've got the Olserum rare earth project in Sweden, which is 100% owned by you. It's announced a raft of positive results over the last few months. Is there an update that you can give us on that?
Yeah, we've had a lot of work ongoing at the Olserum rare earth project in South Sweden over the past few months. We announced sample results in May and June and metallurgical results in the so our team was very busy on the ground during the first half of the year. We started mapping and prospecting around the Olserum historic resource and expanded the project significantly. So we discovered the Olserum West Zone just about 250 meters west of the resource. And that had very encouraging channel sample results over broad outcrops. And then 2 kilometers further northwest, we discovered the Jupiter Zone and expanded that significantly. That is now a 1 kilometer long trend with some very encouraging mineralization and samples between 4 and 20% total rare earth oxides. and channel samples of 3 meters up to 1.5%, and some samples grading higher in channel samples as well. And that's a significant target with a lot of upside. And then as the district scale potential has grown, we've also discovered other mineralized shear structures. So the Stora Lockerum structure, which is about 900 meters south of the Djupedal prospect, that's a separate zone. And we've so far taken about seven rock chip samples along that over a 500 meter trend, and they've averaged 1.7% total rare earth oxide. So yeah, the system is definitely growing into a district scale rare earth play. And in addition, we've released metallurgical results, and they have shown that we can produce a good quality concentrate, which has in the latest tests had up to 40% total rare earth oxide in that. And the mineralogy is essentially monazite and xenotime, which are common rare earth minerals that are processed at other projects. So this demonstrates that, you know, the concentrate could potentially be processed elsewhere without the need for a very large capex for processing and refining of the rare earths at site. So yeah, there's a lot of news there, and we look forward to further work in the coming months.
I mean, you've said previously that you're expecting drilling to start there in H2 2024. Is that still a possibility?
Yeah, that's a very strong possibility now. Actually, I think we'll start within the current quarter. So I think in the coming weeks, we should be able to make an announcement on the mobilization of the rig. And we will plan to do an exploration program, essentially targeting the outcrops that we've discovered with the high-grade mineralization. And that's a relatively low-risk program, but aimed at expanding the system and showing that, you know, the system is much larger than previously thought. And that is the aim of that is to help us monetize the project and bring in a partner to fund some further work and advance the project.
Going on to Jack, you recently announced the Altan Peatland Carbon Credit Project, which looks very interesting. How do you see that working?
Yeah, Zach, so this is another option agreement we signed just post IPO, and it's a project we're very excited by. So it's 1,400 acres in County Donegal in the northwest of Ireland. It's largely blanket peatland. Much of the peatland in Ireland and across Europe has been damaged, it's been degraded, and at the moment it's leaking carbon into the atmosphere. So as part of the work we're looking to do will be restoring the bog by re-wetting it and blocking drains and, you know, restarting the bog's natural inclination to sequester carbon from the atmosphere. And as part of that, you can generate a whole host of credits, most particularly carbon credits, biodiversity credits, water quality credits. So we're looking at the option of developing this business and scaling it across the northwest of Ireland. And how that business will actually look is it's going to be a revenue sharing model with the landowners. So we won't be you know, buying up huge swathes of land. This will be really a revenue sharing model with the landowner to try keep it as capital efficient as possible.
And how do you see the carbon credit project fitting in with your overall strategy of developing a portfolio of green energy or green economy assets?
Yeah, sure. So I think, as I mentioned, look, the scale is the real thing here, and we need to, as we're developing our the business for carbon credits, we need to get and scale the quantity of peatland that we have within our portfolio. We've had a number of inbounds from large landowners who are very interested in it, and ultimately we need to get up to, you know, 40, 50,000 acres to really make this a sizable project. The key focus is, you know, as I mentioned with the Cyprus copper project, is around near-term revenue generation, and we think this is something that we can get start generating revenue in the near term and by selling the credits we generate from this rewetting project. And, you know, something that we're really excited by, and a number of conversations we've had have shown that, you know, there's huge demand for these credits, particularly from big tech. You know, I think Google recently announced that their emissions have gone up by 25% on the back of increased usage from AI. And obviously in Ireland in particular, there's a huge focus of big tech and the emissions that they're using through data centers is regularly a hot topic in the news. So you know, we expect demand from these parties, and also being able to develop a carbon credit project in Europe in an established jurisdiction such as Ireland is much more favorable to the ultimate buyer, and you're able to command a higher price. You know, we all know carbon credit projects where it could be in far-flung places where there's a really a risk that the project mightn't exist, and a number of corporates, you know, steer very clear of these because they're afraid of the reputational risk from, you know, being accused of greenwashing or the project not stacking up and doing what it's supposed to. So yeah, we think having a project in Europe that people can drive 2 or 3 hours outside of the capital city to actually see the project, we think that's a huge advantage and should should position us really, really well in the future.
I suppose the whole carbon project initiative gives your company an extra string to its bow, which other companies don't have.
Exactly. And look, I think, as I mentioned, it's a revenue sharing model. We're not looking to buy land. We're trying to keep this as capital efficient as possible. And ultimately, we see it as a very viable option to bring near term revenue into the business.
Aidan Lavelle and Jack Kelly from European Green Transition. Congratulations on your recent IPO, I suppose, and hope to speak soon.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.